Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live, and the phones are open. You can join us here at 603-283-6160. We are kicking off the third hour of the live Saturday edition. With you tonight is Ian.
This is Matt Mayer.
And this guy.
You are?
I am the captain.
Captain Kickass is with us here as well. The phones are open as always. You can bring up anything. I should mention we have a sip line. Don't talk about it very much, but I usually bring it up once the phones are completely packed, and right now they are almost completely packed. So if you want to learn how to call us via the internet and sound a lot better than you would normally sound on a telephone, you can just go to SIP, S-I-P, .freetalklive.com. It takes you to step-by-step instructions that hopefully will work for you. Some people have trouble with them. It is a bit of a technical process, so give it a shot, see how it works out for you. If it doesn't work, let us know on that thread on the forum, and we'll try to make sure we correct it for you.
And despite its name, it's not meant for you to be like drinking alcohol and then trying to figure out how to call in on it.
It wouldn't help.
It's probably not going to happen.
But
for you.
But once you get it set up, you could probably drink a little bit. And
you could sip on the sip line. It's true.
All right, so 603-283-6160. We're going to go back to your calls and thoughts. We got Jim listening on the radio in Richmond, Virginia to WJFN. Go ahead, Jim.
Yes, sir. I was listening to your program tonight. The topic you were talking about, Abraham Lincoln, and whether or not it was the Emancipation Proclamation that freed the slaves. What would you say that was the thing that actually would actually be enacted to free the slaves if it wasn't the Emancipation Proclamation?
Well,
what would you say that freed the slaves?
Well,
I mean, I'm aware that Lincoln, some of his paperwork that I read, where he wanted to keep the union together. He didn't care whether they kept slavery or whatever.
That's right.
Keep the union.
Well,
and I just wonder what your take on that was.
Well, that kind of slavery was ended by an amendment to the Constitution that said that that extended
the 14th Amendment.
That extended the rights of citizenship to everybody. Now,
what some would say that actually made everyone into slaves.
Yeah,
at that point.
Fair,
I would say that. Actually.
To be fair, that didn't so much end slavery as transform it. So, like that kind of slavery, chattel slavery, was ended by the 14th Amendment. However, at the same time, they extended a kind of slavery to everyone.
So did that answer your question, Jim?
Yeah, because I listen to your show, and I know people sometimes are confrontational, but I feel like a lot of times we have to stop and listen, because I think two opinions or two takes on something that's happened in history, all that I can learn from myself by reading, but I can also learn from other people. And I enjoy your show, sir, and I appreciate it.
Thank you, Jim. I appreciate hearing from you. Yeah, that's absolutely one of the reasons why we do this show as an open phones program, is because I want to hear all kinds of opinions out there. I do not want to hear from just the choir. To me, that's a boring show. To only have libertarians talking to other libertarians is not the kind of show that I want to do. That's why we're on regular radio stations. We've got, like I said, about 190 radio stations, and most of them are conservative talk stations. We do still have a couple that are, maybe one or two that are progressive talk out there, but because they don't really exist anymore.
Yeah, there are very few progressive talk stations.
One of the reasons I'm happy to do this show is because when I was sort of finding my way out of the fog of statism, this show, amongst a whole bunch of others and some folks on YouTube before Google got a hold of it and ruined it, were very instrumental in helping me sort of clear that fog. And I want to do this show all of the time because I know there's other people out there that, like me, are still contained within the fog of statism. Mm-hmm. In other words, they are brainwashed. They are conditioned, if you will, by, among other things, public schooling, the television, you know, a subscription to a certain party or another party, if their political leaning, et cetera, and so on. And I think it's important to reach those people because it might be more like time to triage, but anybody who's sort of on the fence about whether or not they really believe that freedom is the answer, they could stand to use to hear those voices, and I think we provide that here.
Let's go to Robert. He's on the line in Eureka, California, which is actually where one of our few remaining progressive talk stations is. KGOE, go ahead, Robert.
Yeah, hi. Great show this evening, you guys.
Welcome, sir.
Thank you.
I heard the guys talking from the Bible, and, you know, I the question is, how many people can actually forecast the future? And I don't think the Bible can do that either. But what God has given us is the ability to build something like the James Webb Space Telescope. And to think about what they have done with this is there's 400 billion stars in our Milky Way galaxy alone. And in a grain of sand at arm's length with the James Webb Space Telescope, you can see thousands of galaxies.
Hmm. What?
Oh.
With a grain of sand at arm's length? I don't follow you.
At arm's length, if you were to hold a grain of sand, you could see 1,000 galaxies.
Oh, I think he's saying the telescope would reveal that out of what is... to us, the size of a grain of sand in the sky.
So, like, that amount of your view.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, that area, they can see a lot of stars in that.
Okay. Go on, Robert.
Yeah, they've already done this. This telescope is 10 years in the making, and if God didn't give us the gift today, we would never have anything like that.
The gift of what? I'm sorry.
I'm saying we would never have anything like that if God didn't give us the gift to continue on and not be told by the Bible the future from 2,000 years ago.
Yeah, I mean, for those that do believe in the Bible, I wish them well. I think there are some good messages in there. I wish more of its supposed adherents would actually try to be more like Jesus Christ, because that's supposed to be what a Christian is, somebody who emulates Christ, and most of them fail pretty miserably at that. So, you know, aside from that, I tend to be of the belief that God or the universe or whatever you want to call this, this force, whatever it is, has continued to put messages out there for people over the decades, over the generations, and it would be stupid to believe that God just stopped trying to communicate, you know, 2,000 years ago, yeah. In my opinion.
I agree completely. Yeah. The continued speech of that which allows us to exist is, to my opinion, more important than the recorded and refined parts of those speech.
And if he wants to call, it's 603-283-6160. You know, the phones are open seven nights a week.
You could say that every one of our callers is in fact
a little piece of that. Thank you, Robert, for the call. I appreciate your thoughts, man.
As far as, like, telling the future with a book, okay, well... I can tell you the future right now. The sun will rise tomorrow.
Good.
Now, why do I know that?
Yeah.
Because there's a repeated pattern.
Yes.
Now, if the Bible, and especially something like the Book of Revelations, is in symbolic language describing something that happens over and over and over again, then it very well can be telling the future. It'll give you the broad strokes of, okay, here's this part of the cycle. In this part of the cycle, there will be wars and rumors of wars. There will be plagues. There will be famines. Because, yeah, there's this continuous cycle, and at a certain point in that cycle, and I mean, it is cycles within cycles, mind you. Like, there are longer cycles and shorter cycles. And at certain points in those cycles, there are very destructive periods of time. Whereas at other points in the cycle, they are very peaceful. Now, if you can depict certain things that tend to happen in different ways over and over in different iterations of this cycle, then you can, in a book, tell the future.
I think it's relatively easy to tell the future in some respects. That is, open a history book, and generally speaking, whatever you're reading about, it's going to happen again at some point.
Because people never learn.
People do not learn from the past for whatever reason. We learn from the past. The only thing we learn from the past is that people seldom learn from the past. The other thing is, I can predict the future. I can tell you the score of the next Super Bowl coming up in February before the game even starts.
603-283-6160.
That's right.
All right. 603-283-6160. You can bring up anything that you want to discuss here on radio and the internet. 603-283-6160. This is Free Talk Live, and it is the live Saturday episode of the show. Come join us.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Let's face it, food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. Get stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Live and phones are open if you want to join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. 603-283-6160. If you go to the grocery store or do any shopping, you know inflation is real. You know it's happening. You
it
know
is real.
It's getting worse over time. It's at a 40-year, 42-year record highs right around now. The dollar is, of course, not going to get stronger over time. And so savvy investors...
Well, not compared to goods and services anyway.
Yeah. Savvy investors are diversifying into gold and silver, which you can, too, with BullionMax.com. They're a direct consumer precious metals retailer, and they can help you get into gold and silver. It's security for your family in times of crisis, and even in good times, it's good to have gold and silver. You can buy direct from BullionMax.com without talking to a salesperson, and your precious metals ship fully insured directly to your home. It's fast and it's easy, and we have a special offer to get you started. You can get BullionMax.com Silver Starter Kit at employee pricing by going to BullionMax.com/FTL, like Free Talk Live. BullionMax.com/FTL. It is only available one per household. It includes 5 ounces of the most desirable silver products, including a 2022 silver American Eagle, a Buffalo Round, and a Buffalo Silver Bar. You can get all the details, bullionmax.com/FTL. Let's go to Keith, listening to apparently a new affiliate there in the Virginia Beach area in Virginia. Keith, you're on Free Talk Live.
Thanks, Ian. And, yeah, welcome back.
Yeah, welcome to WTJZ
in Virginia
on the AM and FM side.
Media Network.
What's on your mind?
Sorry?
What's on your mind tonight? Go ahead.
Well, I wanted to. I'm sorry about what happened to you all, you and the others, with the raid and the government problems. And I actually, you were on the air at that time, and I missed it happening. But I saw the article in The Verge. Was that a good, accurate account of what had happened?
I considered it to be a pretty good article. You're referring to an article that came out, I think, about a year ago now, maybe a little less than a year ago at this point, talking about the raid and on here on the studio and some of our co-hosts and myself, which happened back in March of 2021. People can go to thecrypto6.com to learn more, and there's video there, including surveillance video of the raid actually happening. If you want to know what that was like, it was pretty awful. So it gives you a little taste of that.
Well, I want to tell you, the first time I actually talked to John Fredericks, I had just heard Sheriff Richard Mack on our friend Tom Wood's podcast.
Mm-hmm.
And it was about, the show was about the victims of big government tyranny and bureaucratic abuse. And innocent people that the government had just railroaded. And, you know, this thing about the raid with Donald Trump, I'd say kind of a good thing about it, although it's too bad what happened to his home and family. But at least now it could be an opportunity so that people can know that this has been happening not only to his people, like, you know, Roger Stone and some of the others that they did that to, but so many other Americans that nobody's ever heard of.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
thousands of times a year, tens of thousands of raids. The police conduct, I think it was last I heard, was Radley Falco wrote a book about it, I don't know, a decade ago, where the number was 40,000 per year.
That's 40,000 new laws per year.
Well, no, I'm talking about raids. I'm talking about 40,000 raids.
I mean, I know that number goes up every year.
Yeah, and, of course, the supermajority of those, they're not going after murderers or rapists or anything like that. They're going after people for drug possession and other non-violent victimless crimes.
Well, this is why we need 87,000 new IRS agents. We need more raiding.
Oh, they'll be doing that for sure.
Well, it was also, you know, I think one of the things mentioned in the notes, I believe, of Tom Wood's podcast was the book by Harvey Silverglate, 3 Felonies a Day.
Yeah, I've heard of it. I've never read it, but he's an attorney who wrote that book, as I understand it, and just makes the argument.
He said that's what the average. Yeah, he said that's what the average American commits.
Right, without realizing
every day, because there's so many stupid laws that nobody even knows about.
Yep.
And it's all selective arrest and prosecution.
Of course.
You know, whoever they might decide to go after because you happen to be for whatever reason. Do you know the story of the baby Cyrus in Idaho, the medical kidnapping with the CPS? My point in all of this is
No, but we've heard many CPS, DCYF, you fill in the blanks because they're different in every state, these children and families groups kidnapping people all over the place. One of our co-hosts, Jay Noon, was targeted earlier this year and last year by the goon squad here in New Hampshire, and he had to, like, his family had to leave their home and hide out, basically, while he dealt with these people and basically told them to go screw off.
Well, they were prepared, fortunately, because the grandfather, Diego Rodriguez, of the Baby Cyrus in Idaho, what had happened, and you can see the account at freedomman.org/Cyrus, that's the grandbaby, and see what had happened was they had already, because of the COVID lockdowns, the people in Idaho for liberty, defense and whatever, you know, helping out their neighbors and things like that, Ammon Bundy had started an organization called peoplesright.org.
Mm-hmm.
And what it is that it's neighbors helping each other and for whatever, you know, any natural emergency or...
Yeah, we heard about it at the time.
From the government.
Yep.
Well, and that is the solution. I mean, it is tremendously important to set up a community.
So what happened? Can you keep the story as quick as possible with this child?
Yeah, that's what it was about. Because their neighbors were already organized in the peoplesrights.org, in which they sent out an email, or I'm sorry, a text message alert, mm-hmm. and also via Signal, I think, app, that basically everybody showed up immediately when the police came and, you know, kidnapped that baby for CPS, and it was
nice.
Totally
That's awesome.
Messed up, and she actually got it on FaceTime live video. So you can see just what these stupid thugs did to that family.
I think that is so important. I mean, two of the things you just brought up. One, having a community, and you talked about this earlier, Peakless, that you can turn to in the event that these goons come after you. And secondly, whether you have a community or not, getting a video camera out, getting your phone, put it into understanding how to do this. You can practice with your devices before it comes time for it, right? Because you don't want to be fumbling around like, oh, God, how do I hit record?
In fact, you should practice.
Yeah, you absolutely should. And get that recorded. Get it online as quickly as possible. And if you have a community of people, have a way of getting out the word out to them. Now, of course, Cell 411 is under development. I don't know what its current status is, but that's an app that allows for emergency notices of people. Keith, thanks for the call tonight. Thanks for
The very last thing, if I could say this real quick.
Yes.
Sheriff Richard Mack and Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association are friends with Ammon Bundy and Diego Rodriguez and the People's Rights Group. And that combination is really what can save us. Catherine Austin Fitz said the most important person elected official is your county sheriff.
You know, I hear a thing or two about these guys, but they seem more to be a mythology to me. I just don't. It's hard for me to believe that a sheriff is going to help save us from the very people who he works for oppressing
us. Hypothetically could, but I've never seen one actually act like they weren't police.
There's actually a decent one down in Arizona who called into the show once, and he's been a long time listener to the show, so I think they could exist, but they don't do as much as they should, in my opinion. Thank you, Keith. There's more coming up here.
Hey, trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns. A Russian rocket attack on the city that is home to Ukrainian forces in the east killed 3 people and wounded 13 others on Friday. The Russian Defense Ministry claims to have control of a village on the outskirts of the city of Donetsk. The Kremlin is seeking to seize Ukrainian-held areas north and west of that city to expand the separatist self-proclaimed republic. The man accused of attacking renowned author Salman Rushdie has pleaded not guilty. 24-year-old Hadi Mattar has been charged with attempted murder and assault in a New York State court. Rushdie remains hospitalized on a ventilator. He'll likely lose an eye. The 75-year-old has been the subject of death threats for more than 3 decades. Johnson & Johnson says it will stop selling talcum-based baby powder worldwide starting next year, switching to its existing cornstarch version. The move comes after thousands of lawsuits in recent years over cancer concerns. This is USA Radio News. The family of a soldier killed at a military base near Killeen, Texas, is suing the government. Vanessa Guillen was killed by a fellow soldier in 2020 at Fort Hood. A military investigation found that she was also sexually harassed and that leaders failed to take appropriate action. The lawsuit narrative says she told family that she didn't report the incidents for fear of retaliation, her family seeking $35 million in damages. 14 people were hurt Friday evening after a car crashed into an Arlington, Virginia restaurant, which also caused the fire. A gaping hole was seen in the front of Ireland's Four Courts pub with smoke pouring out. The building is structurally sound, but it'll be a while before anybody could occupy it. The family of country singer Naomi Judd asked a court to seal police records and recordings related to the investigation into her death. The petition in Williamson County Chancery Court in Tennessee said releasing the records would inflict significant trauma and irreparable harm. Judd died at her home of suicide in April. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
And the phones are open here if you want to join us. Live Saturday show, the number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. And joining you tonight, you've got Ian,
Nicholas Mountaineer,
and the Reverend Captain Kickass.
You can join us online anytime you want. Just head over to freetalklive.com. We mentioned earlier the Odyssey channel. You can go follow us there. It's our video streaming platform. We are on a few other streaming platforms out there, but they don't have the principles that Odyssey does, so check them out at video.freetalklive.com. You can watch us live there. You can watch us later on. Just give us a follow there. And I think you'll like Odyssey as you explore around. You'll find that it's kind of like the way YouTube used to be, where pretty much anybody can put anything they want up there, with a few exceptions.
And they're getting better every day, too. They keep adding stuff and updating stuff.
They're doing great work over there. And, of course, it's all based on the library protocol, which is what makes it possible. It's lbry.com. That is ultimately what is behind Odyssey. And that is the truly uncensorable protocol. Now, Odyssey, they can still say whether or not they want it. Like, they don't want porn, for instance, on Odyssey. And hopefully we'll get a chance to get to this OnlyFans story coming up here in a moment. But let's go back to the phones. First, we've got Olivia on the line in Arizona. Go ahead, Olivia.
Hey, so I called about something else. Now I want to address all the other callers.
Of course.
So,
pick one.
I had called earlier in the show, but what happened was I got a call from my prison pen pal, and probably people already know this, but because everyone knows and loves someone who's been locked up at this point because they're just an epidemic anymore. But they can only call out. You can't call them. So
right.
You have to drop everything and take that call. And fun fact, I don't know if anyone's watched the Dukes of Hazzard, but you know Boss Hogg, the sheriff?
Mm-hmm.
That's the real thing. In Texas prisons, they literally have to call the correctional officers boss. So that's
wow.
Just some fun trivia there, yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
So you were talking about slavery earlier, and it was just transferred over to the penal system. So now the government gets to own slaves.
Yeah, that was the one exception that they carved out in the 14th Amendment. We're not allowed to do slavery
unless you're convicted. Right.
Yeah.
And as far as Lincoln being this great guy who was just a humanitarian who loved people, please look up his policies on Native Americans and how he and Ulysses S. Grant's presidency as well just decimated the Native tribes, which actually kind of ties into what I was calling about, which was in Arizona, in the Yuma area, the governor, Governor Ducey, is now, which... That offers some fun name play there.
Sorry, my 12-year-old brain kicked in.
Yeah, but he's building the border wall himself using cargo containers and razor wire. I kid you not, but I want people to remember that those walls, they love low-cost free labor. It's not to keep immigrants out. It's probably to keep you in. People
absolutely.
Like to go over there for, like to go over there for cheap medical care and all that, and the house prices.
Yeah, remember, they're about to unleash the forces of taxation upon us.
That's right. House prices are the highest they've been in 33 years. Biden's wanting to pass this new inflation reduction bill that spends hundreds of billions of dollars.
It's an
How
act.
Is that going to help the situation? And as far as the kids getting taken by CPS, look up DeShaney versus Winnebago County Department of Social Services. The Supreme Court ruled that those people have absolutely no duty to protect your children. It's a political weapon. They did this to Barry Cooper, the never-get-busted former cop who now helps people evade the police and not get caught with drugs. He was going to run for Texas Attorney General, and they threatened to take his kid away. CPS threatened
sure
to take
did.
His kid away until he dropped out. Just like this Trump thing, it's all about harassment and making sure that their guy gets in and no one else does. So
you nailed it, Olivia. Thank you for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from
you.
Spot
on.
Yeah, this is it's all about the mythology. So they give us this mythology about there is one set of laws that apply to everybody, and they're just enforcing all of the laws all of the time, and especially the most important laws. But they definitely enforce them on absolutely everybody, nice and even, right? No, none of that ever happens at all. Now, what they will do, they'll enforce whatever's convenient, which, happens to be, guess what the most enforced laws are? Speed limits and parking.
Revenue.
Yeah.
Revenue generation.
Exactly. Now, anything else that also happens to be really convenient for them, taxation or regulations or, revenue or anything that we can use to just scare the absolute crap out of everyone, that will enforce. So, for example, raiding you. Did they need to bash down a door that was literally unlocked? No.
Of course not.
No.
Well, the door was locked, but it wouldn't have been hard for them to get in if they knocked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did they need to break down doors and windows? No, that wasn't necessary, but...
Shock and awe.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. They need to hit it and hit it hard. Why?
Because they can.
It's scarier that way.
Fun for them, too.
Like,
I mean,
we don't want people just letting you buy crypto without their permission.
Yeah, they
want
to scare people. And, they got all the toys, so they get disappointed if they're not allowed to use them. I mean, if you had a bunch of flashbangs and smoke grenades and guns sitting around and you never got to pick them up and use them, then that's no fun, right?
Yeah, and that makes the raids more of a frequent occurrence, too, because anytime you outfit these thugs with more toys, they are just going to want to use them more and look for excuses to do so.
Let's go to David. He's in New Mexico. Go ahead, David.
An hour and 24 minutes on hold.
Do you have something to say?
Please. Yeah, I do.
All right, let's get to it.
So you had...
Is it M. Monica Zamora?
M. Monica Zamora is one of them. Very good. Thank
you. All right, thank you
for your
call.
Thank you very much. The other one is... as cited here in generationjustice.org/blog post, John Romero, Judge John, and GenerationJustice.org is highly reputable because they are, in addition to print, they are an audio and a community outreach. They're an audio program like yours, and they are broadcast on the University of New Mexico radio station, KUNM.
So, aren't you banned from that station?
Yeah, that's the one that doesn't want me saying what I'm about to say on your station. Okay. They don't want it said on their station because it happens to be about people that they are partnered with, like Judge John J. Romero Jr.
Oh, so Generation Justice is a show that actually pumps up the justice system?
I don't think that justice really has anything to do with anything that they do.
That's a
it's
fact.
It's just, in my assessment, it's just propaganda.
Mm-hmm.
But to cite one small section, which is 52 words, it says, simultaneously he earned, oh, and you said government, the segue was, government does not like competition.
Mm-hmm.
For instance, like government air traffic controllers like PATCO, when they went out on strike and the scabs came in and did their job, the PATCO air traffic controllers got violent with the scabs coming in to earn money because apparently they are government and they don't like competition.
Mm-hmm.
So 52 words citation here. Simultaneously, he, which is referring to Judge John J. Romero Jr. in this article, he earned his Federal Aviation Administration Journeyman Controller Certification. 6 years later, in 1981, he went on strike alongside 12,000 air traffic controllers. Their union was seeking better pay and working conditions. In response, President Ronald Reagan deemed the strike illegal and after 48 hours terminated their jobs. Romero was fired, which brings up the question. If you go to work for, and we're viewing this through the lens of people who believe in the system, like Judge John J. Romero, not through the lens of people like ourselves that don't believe in the system. But Judge John J. Romero believed in the system, and he signed a contract that to go to work as an air traffic controller saying he would not strike. And then he went on strike.
Mm.
And then his boss, Reagan, said, I'll give you 48 hours to get back to work because this is your strike is illegal, and I'm going to fire you in 48 hours if you don't go back to work. Judge John J. Romero continued to be obstinate and defiant of his boss.
So I think the point he's making is the judge didn't care about what was written down on paper.
Oh, weird.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's the thing. So we care about the actual agreements that you make with people, and they pretend to care about what the law is. In either case, you would be doing what you agreed to.
Thanks for the call, David. There's more coming up here. The number 603-283-6160 if you want to join us in the remaining moments of Free Talk Live, which are coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security, securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. We're just talking off the air there about the Matrix chat server, which we run, and you can join. Just go to chat.freetalklive.com for step-by-step instructions on how to get in there.
More fish.
It'll take you a few minutes to get through the setup. But once you get in, it works pretty well. And it's free. And you can interact with Free Talk Live listeners, some of the hosts of the show, and people that hate us over at chat.freetalklive.com. But they sure do love our chat server. So let's go and continue. Actually, you know what? I want to get this discussion in here about the OnlyFans thing. You brought this in tonight, Peakless, and we teased it earlier, and then we got deluged with phone calls. So what is the story here?
Well, so long story short, this is a trial that is currently going on, and the accusation is that these, including a senior-level executive who is yet to be named, that a bunch of people from Meta, formerly, or sorry, from OnlyFans, reported a bunch of their own, the people that were using their service, porn stars and that sort of thing.
So executives from OnlyFans reported on their own users?
Right.
Okay.
Right. So there's a big competition for social media, right?
Sure.
And OnlyFans, well, obviously you're using them at least some of the time, but a lot of those girls like to use Instagram and also like to use some
other
things.
They promote themselves on the mainstream social media,
right.
And they put, you know, hey, join my OnlyFans for uncensored
Or they
pics.
Can get on Facebook Marketplace for their pictures or whatever.
Okay.
So in order to hold on
to... Can you sell
to,
porn on Facebook Marketplace?
I don't know.
I'd be surprised if they let
I don't
do
know,
that.
But now it is worth pointing out that not all of them are porn stars.
This is true, yeah.
Not all of them are even ones that do nudes, but
yeah,
you can have, you know, bikinis and that sort of thing, and that you
the
can
The idea
still
of the OnlyFans
on,
is it's a paywall for whatever content, right?
Yep, whatever kind of content that you want to make people pay for, if obviously they're your fans. So
yep, and OnlyFans takes a cut,
yep,
of course.
Exactly. So they reported a bunch of their... allegedly reported a bunch of their users to Facebook's terrorism watch list.
Wait, I'm sorry. So OnlyFans is the pimp?
Yes.
Okay, I just want to make sure I had it
straight. Why, though, would they do that?
Because This way, they don't get any traffic on those other social media. So
why wouldn't they want...
So if Facebook has you marked as a potential terrorist because you've been reported, then they will change how easy it is to get to your content.
But doesn't if that
Instagram,
cut their...
If Instagram thinks that you're a terrorist, they don't want people looking at your pictures. But they want them looking at other non-terroristy pictures.
But those people are using those platforms to promote their OnlyFans. Why would OnlyFans want to stop them from promoting on larger platforms? That doesn't
make
any sense.
They want them all to themselves.
But how are people going to find them if they can't post to the other platforms?
Huh. Good question.
Who brought the suit? Who brought the lawsuit? The users?
A bunch of the performers, yeah.
How do you even find out that you've been labeled a terrorist as on one of these other platforms? I imagine it doesn't put a badge next to your profile. So what would have clued them in?
Well, didn't the FBI just release a bunch of symbols and that kind of thing that might make you a terrorist? Like
libertarians.
You know, the Gadsden flag, the yellow and black for the ANCAP colors. If you're a fan of Marvin Heemeyer, stuff like that.
Yeah, they did that.
So maybe that's how.
I'm not sure how that would prove that you're labeled a terrorist on the Facebook platform. How did they get it? Does it say anything about how they became aware of this?
See, I'm checking that out. Because
usually that seems like one of those categories where it would be silently, you know, applied to your account, and then all of a sudden no one sees your stuff anymore, and you think everything's normal, and you're just wondering why you have no interaction or, what do they call it, engagement.
Well, and the thing to be aware about all of this is that, like, there is a silent cooperation between Google and Meta. So if you end up on Google's space, if you end up on Meta's terrorist watch list, then believe you me, you will also be on Google's watch list.
Right.
So if you have a bunch of videos, well, and you can get tips and that sort of thing. Okay, well, your videos will only be viewed on my platform. They will no longer be on YouTube.
So my guess is somebody on the inside tips somebody off, because like it doesn't make sense that they'd be able to figure that out. I just cannot connect how a user would be able to know that they were on some sort of secret list.
Yeah, hopefully they have something that resembles evidence of this.
Mm-hmm. So this trial is ongoing?
Yes, this trial is ongoing. And the thing about, I didn't know that there were these terrorist watch lists.
Private lists, you mean?
Yeah, private terrorist watch lists that companies keep.
It's creepy.
Yes, that's downright Orwellian. Like, that is a dystopian nightmare. And this is exactly why we shouldn't have... This is the kind of targeting that you can do when they step outside of their bounds. Like, they're supposed to be providing a service. That's all they're supposed to be doing, is connecting Group A with Group B. They're not supposed to be determining what the law is and when people have broken the law. That's not their job. That's not their function. There's actually supposed to be a difference between a government agency and a company.
The lines have been blurring for years.
They're just following the government's definition of servicing. You're getting serviced, all right.
Well, yeah, we sure are.
We saw the evidence, last year or sometime, that Facebook had teamed up with the Department of Health and Human Services, I think, or Fauci's group, NIH, or whatever it is, in early 2020 before COVID hit. And they were already pimping out the government's official lines on stuff. They gave them, I think, $2 million worth of free advertising back then. So, again, the lines are very blurred between these big tech companies and the state.
And that's the disturbing thing about this, is that big tech is now mirroring the actions of the police state.
Sure. Now, let's go to the phones here. Unscreen call, you are on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, this is Bob from West Virginia.
Bob.
I'm sure you all have heard that they've increased the IRS's enforcement division by 87,000.
87,000.
Well, that's their intention. I mean, whether or not they're actually going to be able to hire that many people.
Because that'll stop inflation.
Hashtag don't take that job.
Yeah. Right. Well, what they're saying is the Congressional Budget Office is saying that they will harvest an extra $20 billion.
Harvest, as if you're a crop.
That's right. Yeah.
That's what the government thinks of you.
That's right.
You're a plant grown for them to be harvested.
That is
right,
very
they're saying
word.
They're not going after people that make under $400,000.
Straight up lie.
Yeah. And in fact, I believe
small business.
I believe I read that the United States government had a record year in revenue collection last year.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. So
and a new one this year.
So
they have been breaking records over and over again.
Yeah.
They have a tremendous amount of
right.
money.
But this is the Inflation Reduction Act. You must remember.
Yeah, well, it's just an act, so.
If you believe that it's going to reduce inflation, I got a bridge to sell you.
Right.
Well, they haven't taken Economics 101 yet.
No, they never will.
Yeah, and one of the most obvious things about this is, okay, well, if you change the enforcement, people are going to change their activity. So, like, even if you manage to, like, get more enforcement, get more of these laws enforced, okay, you're just going to drive more of the workforce overseas.
Right, and it's going to cause a lot of small businesses to not invest, not take chances when they have an opportunity to hire more people and to create more goods and services. And what they're doing is destroying small businesses because they're the under $400,000 a year in a small business is not very much.
Right. True.
And you've got, 50 maybe employees or whatever. And these are down home.
Well, this is part of what they started doing under COVID. They were destroying small businesses there by forcing them to shut down under the threat of violence and allowing Walmart and Target and the rest of them to continue operating. And this is the same thing. They're shoving people out of business, the mom and pops, and they want only corporate overlords after that. Bob, great thoughts. Anything else you want to share?
Well, I'm glad that y'all are on top of things.
Thanks, man. Appreciate your call tonight. Glad we could get you in here. And also Major Payne here with what should be the final words here of the night. Go ahead, Major.
Boys, I'm going to go antiquity on you. The first war that was fought, the government was unleashed on our citizenry, was the when King George wanted to grow hemp for his sales. I can't remember what the conflict was called. The second war that was inflicted upon our citizenry was the Whiskey Rebellion.
Mm.
When the Scotch Irish had figured out a way to get over the Appalachians and grow some corn, they figured a way that they could put 7 to 10 bushels of corn into a whiskey jug and therefore take it to market on three mules.
Yep. And the point of all of this is to make sure that the individual does not have power. Because if the individuals have wealth, then the individuals have power. And that's not what they want.
No doubt about it. Thank you, Major, for the call tonight. So, of course, one of the things you can do that we recommend here is get your value out of their money and put it somewhere else where you have control, like alternatives, like precious metals, cryptocurrency. Check out Bitcoin.com, BullionMax.com/FTL, and we'll see you tomorrow night. Free Talk Live.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health-giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars.
I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.